This is episode 1219. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast, and welcome back to the final episode of our series we're exploring this week on uncertainty. In today's episode, you'll be guided using a meditation technique to help you as you manage uncertainty. And if you're just joining us, no worries at all. You haven't missed anything because in each episode, you discover a brand new technique that you can do. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is always customized around a theme we explore for a full week. And this way, you can really master a particular quality in your life. So you can use your meditation ritual as a way to improve specific areas of your life. Now, you can do these techniques whether you're seated meditating or whether you're right smack in the busiest part of your day. This, as I mentioned, is the final episode of uncertainty, mastering uncertainty. Throughout this week, we've discovered different ways to help you feel familiar within unfamiliar situations or surroundings. In the final episode of a series, I like to share with you a way to get out in nature to connect with your environment. I think this brings your meditation ritual to the next level. So if you could do this technique as you walk outside, that would be fantastic. So do a walking meditation. I know it's not always easy to get outside, but if you're not able to do a walking meditation, then at least try to sit outside and meditate, or even place yourself in your regular meditation space and open a window and door. And this will help to connect you to your environment. Now, if you're not able to do a walking meditation outside, then as you do this technique, close your eyes and visualize yourself walking in your favorite location. So as you settle yourself in, whether you're outside or you're seated, visualizing yourself walking, begin to notice the world around you. And start to notice the details of your environment, such as the trees and the shape of the leaves, the texture on a tree trunk. And the sky and the clouds. Maybe the buildings around you. If you're walking in a city or a neighborhood. And as you look around, think of how each structure you see, such as a building or a home, was once just a vision. It was once just someone's thought. And think of what went into the final product. Even if you see a garbage on the ground, what went into making the tossed away water bottle or whatever it is you're looking at? And how there was a point where this vision of this structure or thing or item was unknown territory. There was uncertainty. But how it came into being was by someone or a team of people showing up every day, staying focused, putting energy into this structure or item. And if you're walking outside in a beautiful natural area, or you're visualizing this in your mind, think about what went into creating the natural surroundings you find yourself in. The weather, the rain, the sun, the winds shaped the environment you're in right this moment. As you consider uncertainty in your own life, whether it is with world events happening, or your health, or a direction you're taking in your career, consider all the different parts that were once so unfamiliar, so unexplored, so unknown. And think about how you became more and more familiar with the uncertainty you may be dealing with now. And so this uncertainty will soon become familiar the more you open up to a new journey. I've so enjoyed sharing this meditation series with you. We launch into a brand new series tomorrow. Continue your meditation. Simply allowing stillness, letting go of your thoughts and sinking into just being in the moment. If you'd like guided meditations where you have access to over 1,000 half-hour meditations, where you can break off at the 10 or 15 minute point, and you receive a journal customized for each week's theme. This week's journal was an uncertainty journal and a guide with all the techniques, all the uncertainty techniques for this week that we explored in this week's series. You can have free access to an app that is still in test mode, but it's almost finished, as well as a membership site. A membership site with all more than 1,000 meditations, the journals, the guides, everything you need. over at my website at sipandom.com. S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.